from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
But it is that time on a Thursday that we are joined by our friend Ben Maller here on Fesco in the Morning.
Yeah, Fox Sports Radio, of course, brought to you by The Landing in Liberty. And Ben, we've got it tonight. It's the big game, the Hall of Fame game. How much of this thing are you going to be dialed into, my man?
Yeah, so I have a tradition. It's good to be on with you guys again. But I have a tradition. What I do is I tune in for the open, the broadcaster's open. It's on, I think it's on ABC. So you got, I'm assuming Buck and Aikman will be there. So you watch the opening part of the game where they hype up the Bears and talk about how Caleb Williams is going to be God's gift to the NFL. And the Texans are one of the darlings now because they've got their forever quarterback and all that on the other side. And then I'll watch one series and I'm out and I'll go watch a baseball game. So I'll get a little vibe, like the whole helmets hitting each other and all that. And I'm gone. I'm out. I'll flip on. I don't even know who's playing in baseball tonight, but I'll flip over to that. I'll find a game, and that's what I'll be watching. So what about you? What's your strategy for this?
Pretty much the same for me. I mean, we got the Royals in a pennant race now, so every Royals game is kind of must-see TV because Bobby Witt Jr. is pretty darn good. And Caleb Williams isn't even playing in the game tonight. Like, the Bears are rolling nobody out there. So I figure I'll do one series of each team. One series on offense for Houston, one series on offense for the Bears, and then I'm going to skate. Dusty, what do you got going on?
I'm going to watch absolutely none of it. Nobody's playing. Yeah. Nobody cares who the backup for the Bears is. Nobody cares about DJ Moore's backup. I'm like you, Ben. I'll watch probably during a Royals commercial. I'll probably check it out for, like, see if there's some new graphic or get on X or whatever to see what people are bitching about, because I'm sure somebody's going to say, oh, the new score graphic, I can't tell what it says. So I'm going to look and see what the new template is for football. But like Bob said, man, like, we're in a pennant race. We're the best player in baseball in the entire world. So, like, I've been bitten by the bug. I'm Royals addicted. And let me pump the brakes on football, because I just watched a video yesterday where I could have sworn Mahomes was playing football in Nebraska. And I've yet to comprehend what I saw yesterday.
That was nuts. I saw that when I woke up.
I don't know what it is.
No, I woke up in the afternoon. Somebody sent me that. It wasn't Bob who said it. Was somebody else sent it to me. I was like, yeah, wow, he's so good. He can play college football still. And he left. That is nuts. Like, that is, what are you doing? I know he supposedly knows Mahomes or something like that. But
yeah,
Eddie, what are you? And this guy's a five-star quarterback at Nebraska.
Same movements, same hand clap, same number, same haircut, same glasses, same skin tone. Like, I watched this and I'm like, is this a simulation? Like, I had questions.
He won Halloween. He's ready.
It's over.
He's got to get the 15 jersey. In fact, when I saw the photo, I saw there was a woman walking behind him. I was like, what is that about? Like, I don't know. Like, why is she with Mahomes? You know, it's like very odd. She's wearing a Nebraska shirt.
Right.
Since.
Well, not so. I think in a situation like that, though, like, doesn't Patrick Mahomes have to get like a restraining order against that guy? Like, that's almost too creepy, right? Like, that's almost like, okay, bro, like, you've really overstepped your bounds on this one.
Yeah, like, we've all looked up to people. When I was a kid and, you know, growing up, and I loved radio, I loved Howard Stern right before he changed his ways, but I didn't dress like him. I didn't, like, put the, you know, I had, back when I had the big hair, I didn't grow it out or anything like that. So, That's a little much. That's you might want to have a talk if you're the coach over there at Nebraska. You might say, that's reel it back in, you know. Be yourself. You don't have to, you can play like Mahomes, but you don't have to like look like him.
Yeah, really creepy. Ben Maller with us here on 610 Sports Radio. And, you know, speaking of creepy, the Caleb Williams love tonight is probably going to be over the top creepy. I'm not a believer. I'm not a buyer. I don't think he's going to be a good quarterback, you know, in the NFL. But it feels like that's the guy this year that the league is pushing on us. Why is he the guy that they're pushing on us this year?
Well, this is the new number one pick, right? We are the number one. It's all about the number one pick. And he was... He's a guy 2 years ago. We started hearing about this guy 2 or 3 years ago. We've been hearing about Caleb Williams is going to be the next great NFL quarterback. So now he gets his opportunity. I agree with you. My default position on these rookie quarterbacks is always that guy's going to stink until I see something. And then I'm like, okay. Like C.J. Stroud, I thought he would be okay, but he was much better than I thought for the Texans. He's also going to get hyped up because according to the gambling market, he's getting – either more bets or close to as many bets as Mahomes for the MVP in the NFL this year. Like, people are really riding the magic carpet for C.J. Stroud that he's going to be the guy in Houston. So both quarterbacks are going to get hyped up tonight. But Caleb Williams, like, the stories we heard when he was here in L.A. at SC, the stuff that went on, that's not going to fly in the NFL. And not when you haven't done it yet. Like, if he had established him as a great player, sure, but he hasn't done anything in the NFL. And from what I know from the outside, the way the locker room culture works, they're not going to buy into that. They're going to be like, what is wrong with you, dude? You haven't done anything yet. So it's going to be a mess. But maybe we'll be wrong. Who knows? We'll see.
Yeah, I don't know. We could talk Caleb Williams probably for 3 hours if we really wanted to. I think he gets kind of an unfair – I think it's an unfair look at it. I mean, look, they did the same thing to C.J. Stroud that they're doing to Caleb Williams, right? They're building a ton of weapons behind a guy who's still on a rookie deal, which C.J. Stroud will probably get a contract next year. They have Tank Dell, Nico Collins. They went and got Stephon Diggs and Joe Mixon. Chicago did the same thing. It's almost like if he does fail, it would almost seem to me like it would be damn near impossible because you have Keenan Allen, D.J. Moore, Romeo Odunze. They've got a good team. DeAndre Swift, I believe, is out there now as well. So I feel like he gets an unfair rap because of where he's been or maybe how, you know, colorful he is with his personality. I understand that, you know more than I do, being out in L.A., he had his own private loft, and a lot of people probably look at that as like, oh, what has this guy done? He's only been in college football. He's whatever. But I think he does kind of get an unfair toe of the slab, if you want to use a pitcher reference there. But I think that he's going to be better than most people think. The thing I don't agree with is I don't see the Bears being like 9-8. I see them being like a 8-9 sort of team. They're competitive, but maybe I'm wrong because when Mahomes got in the league, did anybody see 50 and 5,000? So I mean, and he didn't have a loaded offense. He had Tyreek, he had Travis, but it wasn't like he had, you know, two All Pros out there and wide receiver and one All-Pro tight end. So maybe a little unfair on Caleb Williams.
I don't think it's unfair. You got to prove it. And, you know, he hadn't done anything yet. And, yeah, he was playing for SC. He had a let me tell you something. Dusty, he had a penthouse, like a condo that had views of the Pacific, the skyline of L.A., the Hollywood Hills. Yeah. Like, this was something you'd dream of if you worked your entire life to be able to afford it. And he was just giving it by the boosters because of the NIL. Good for him. But, you know, it's like when you feel like, I don't know if he entitled is the right word, but didn't necessarily earn it. And so, and lost every big game at SC. So
yeah,
he didn't live up to the hype. He was a great player against bad teams in college, as I remember. And he had some decent numbers in a few games, but they lost. The defense was terrible. People made a bunch of excuses for Caleb Williams, and they'll do the same thing. In my entire life, I'm getting older, the Bears have never had a good quarterback. They've even Jim. I remember Jim McMahon being good. I went to his Pro Football Reference page. He sucked. Like, he was terrible. And they won. They were the greatest team they ever had in Chicago because of their defense.
Ben Maller with us here on 610 Sports Radio. And obviously the other big story is Aaron Rodgers and Garrett Wilson fighting this week, and the Jets are trying to cover it all up by sending out fun tweets. Oh, look, they caught a touchdown pass together. Like, I think Aaron's going to look at the pyramids as opposed to being with his team. I think, like, there's going to be this trickle-down effect. Like, this is one where you get your popcorn ready, because I think it's got glorious, absolute glorious written all over it when it comes to the drama that this Aaron Rodgers thing is going to, you know, is going to give us. And these players are already not responding to this guy who decided not to show up this summer.
Yeah, it's that old line from the movies. Like, you're no longer, instead of Kansas, you're no longer in Green Bay. Because last year was the honeymoon period, then he got hurt, and now it appears he's being a royal pain in the tuchus. Now, some of this is just training camp. Like, that's just what happens. Like, they get people get into fights, and everything gets documented now, and people disagree. And, like, I don't remember as many cameras, you know, 20 years ago. Obviously, they weren't at training camp. Everyone's got a camera right now. But, yeah, you get the sense watching the Jets, they're not going to be that good. And then Rodgers at some point is just going to have a total meltdown with, like, Joe Rogan or somebody, and it's just going to be disastrous. And he's going to demand that Davante Adams gets traded from the Raiders to the Jets to save the Jets season. And, it's going to be great for those of us that do the gas baggery, because it'll be highly publicized, because every media company has somebody that's a producer or on-air guy that's a Jets fan. So we're guaranteed to get endless blow-by-blow coverage of the downfall of the Jets yet again. And Robert Saleh will be gone. Joe Douglas will be gone. And Aaron Rodgers will likely be gone. All of them will be gone after this year.
When you look at the NFL, is there a team that you think that by the end of September we're not talking about that we will be?
That we're not talking about right now?
Yeah, correct.
I'm trying to think, like, who would be the team? Everyone's getting hyped up a little bit right now.
Right.
I'm trying to think off the top of my head. It's a hard one. I could see, and I rip this guy all the time, the Vikings are not getting a lot of play, but they have a pretty good, supposedly they improved their defense. They have amazing playmakers on offense. Like, I could see them slopping together a good year, even though they don't have, like, I don't think J.J. McCarthy's all that great. I didn't think he was great at Michigan, and Sam Darnold. But Sam Darnold with great receivers, if they can kind of hide him a little bit, I could see them winning more games than they're supposed to. So that would be one off the top of my head, the Vikings, just because, I mean, you have two of the top receivers in football. Even a halfway decent quarterback should be able to win at least, you know, 8 or 9 games with that. If you win 8 or 9 games, you're in the wild card race in the NFC.
You think the NFC North is more appeasing than the AFC North?
Well, the NFC North is odd, because you have, like, the Lions. Are they legit? Like, they came out of nowhere last year and we got the NFC Championship game, and, like, the Bears are a wild card. There's a lot of up in the airness. Like, even the Packers, to me, it's more wide open, that division, because the Packers could go either way. Jordan Love stunk the first half of the year, was great the second half. There's a lot of unknowns in that division.
Ben, we appreciate the time. Enjoy the finals of the dressage at the Olympics, and we will talk to you again next week.
All right, thanks, guys.
That's Ben Maller, brought to you by The Landing in Liberty, with us here on 610 Sports Radio. Of course,
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Of course, you can catch him overnights on Fox Sports Radio as well.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.